Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel, longtime Brain Trust member. We got her right out of elementary school back in 1999. She's the founder and CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, and the author of a number of books, including Talk is Not Cheap, and our good friend Beverly. Welcome back. Thanks again for being here. You've been telling us about how to put our best foot forward, especially when it was impromptu, when it was extemporaneous, right? The great story was like somebody like Ed McMahon or Johnny Carson or Bob Hope or somebody stand up and say, "Well, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking." but a lot of people are really are unaccustomed to that.
Well, they are, and you know, when you are put on the spot, when you are not prepared to say what you want to say, it can either be you forgot about it, and even with all the wonderful technological devices we have, they buzz and ring and vibrate so much that sometimes we almost ignore them, and sometimes we hear them or feel them when they're not even on.
Mm-hmm.
That I think we get overloaded. And then, as you were saying, sometimes, you know, someone will say, "Hey, Jim, you know, we need you to give the program today." And so that's not, you didn't forget, but you're still put on the spot.
Right, right.
And so what do you do? And so what I'm suggesting is, in those situations, you basically have 3 seconds. Well, from the time they tell you, but if you're sitting at around a table and someone says that, "Okay, Jim, go ahead and tell us," you've got about 3 seconds. You can smile. You can say something like, "You know, I'm delighted to be here, and I do want to share this information." I mean, you can stall a little bit. But then the best thing to do is to come out with that very open question, a what or how question. Throw it out there. You're not expecting other people to answer it, but you're going to answer it.
How about this, Bev? How about if it's not necessarily where you're going to give a speech or something, but somebody says to you, "What do you think about so-and-so?" And you weren't expecting it. You don't really know exactly what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if I run into that sometimes, I'll say, "Tell me a little bit, be a little more specific. Tell me a little bit more about what you mean."
Exactly. And that is something that works very
well.
That'll
buy you a little time, and it will give a little clarity.
Yes. And that works very well in a small listening group where there's mm-hmm. just a couple people,
mm-hmm.
or especially if there's just one person. If you're unprepared, let's say you forgot an appointment you had, your phone tells you it's in 10 minutes, and all you have time to do is time to walk in the door, but it's a one-on-one meeting or a one-on-two meeting, you can actually, instead of telling them, you can ask them and spend your time finding out what this person understands, wants, is concerned about. And actually, when you leave, they may think you're the best person for the job because, wow, really listen to them. So never underestimate the power of listening and getting other people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in that frantic mode, if I can call it that, you just want to make sure that when they are talking, okay, you've asked the question, they're talking, you got to make yourself listen. Nothing worse than saying, you know, what is something that you need out of this? And they tell you what they need is they need long-term security, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and you weren't listening and you say, "Well, what kind of security do you want?" And, well, then you just got caught
right.
Not listening to to the answer that they gave, and it's over with then. It's really hard to climb out of that one. So, again, you might need to command your brain to listen. There have been times when I haven't liked what someone has said, and my mind goes off in this, where did they get this? And I have to say, listen. I mean, I don't say it out loud. I am screaming to myself, listen to this person. And if at all possible, you want to jot it down. Now, I mentioned earlier that we can make notes on our phone. In today's society, it's actually better to jot something down on a piece of paper than a phone in front of people. Because if you're talking to someone and they're doing something on their phone, what do you think?
They're distracted. They're not paying attention.
Yeah, they're answering an email or they're texting someone.
Yep.
So if a phone is all that you have, then you need to tell them. I'm going to take some notes on what you're saying. Let them know.
I've been doing that for years. When I talk to a customer, prospect, or whatever, I say, I hope you don't mind, I'm going to take some notes. Yep, I agree.
And that is the right thing to do.
And when you walk up to me at a restaurant, and my wife and I are having breakfast, and I'm looking at my phone, I'm not being rude, I'm reading the newspaper. Beverly, I need your email address. I need your website, Beverly.
My website is talklisten.com.
Talklisten.com.
I guess everyone listening knows that I'm a Tennessee fan now. They heard Rocky Top.
You go. Hey, Bev, we love you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See, good job today. We'll see you next time. Beverly in Manibal, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.